I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Today we celebrate America. Our freedom, our liberty, our independence. The 4th of July is a sacred day in our country, a day of history, of hope, remembrance and resolve, of promise and possibilities. I've long said that America is unique. Unlike every other nation on earth, we were founded based on an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And while we've never fully lived up to those words, we have never given up on them. They continue to animate us, and they remind us what at our best we as Americans believe. We Americans, we believe in honesty and decency, in treating everyone with dignity and respect, giving everyone a fair shot, demonizing no one, giving hate no safe harbor, and leaving no one behind. We lead by the power of our example, not the example of our power. And we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves. We stand as a beacon to the world. It's a code. It's a code, uniquely American code. It's who we are. To all the service members and your families who are here today, all of you serving around the world, it's the greatest honor to serve as your Commander-in-Chief. Jill and I, and our entire family, thank you for your service and sacrifice. Like so many military families, thinking of the loved ones who served, we think of our son Beau today. You're all part of a long chain of patriots who pledged their lives and their sacred honor in defense of this nation and democracy around the world, for freedom and fair play, for peace and security and opportunity, for the cause of justice, for the soul of America itself. But the defense of all that we love doesn't fall on your shoulders alone. It falls on all of us, every one of us, every American. Each day we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy, nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, earn it. Folks, it's up to all of us to protect the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the right to equal justice under the law, the right to vote and have that vote counted, the right to breathe clean air, drink clean water, and know that our children and grandchildren will be safe on this planet for generations to come. The right to rise in the world as far as your God-given talent can take you, unlimited by barriers of privilege or power. One of the great gifts of the spirit of independence, and think about this, one of the great gifts is our capacity to see ourselves whole and see ourselves honestly. What we've gotten right, what we've gotten wrong, it's a measure of the greatness of America, and we are a great nation. We don't seek to bury the wrongs. We face it. We work to make it right. You know, history tells us that when we stand together, when we unite in common cause, when we see ourselves not as Republicans or Democrats, but as Americans, then there's simply no limit to what we can achieve. None. And today, we see the results of the unity of purpose. The unity of purpose in forging in our nation, we're forging in our nation. For together, we're beating the virus. Together, we're breathing life into our economy. Together, We will rescue our people from division and despair, but together we must do it. Folks, this is a special nation, a great nation. And there is a timeless truth about America. The most powerful idea in the history of the world in the hearts of the people of this country. It beats in all our hearts. The American creed, we use that phrase, the American creed, is we're all equal, created equal. It was written a long time ago. But the genius is that every generation of Americans has expanded it wider and wider to include those who were excluded before. That's why it's never gathered dust in our history books. It's still alive today. Alive in our hearts, alive in the work of our hands, alive not only in the history we read, but in the history we're making. My fellow Americans, now we are the guardians of that very idea of America. It's up to us to save it, to preserve it, to build on it. And I know we will. On this sacred day, I look out to those monuments on our National Mall and beyond them, into the hearts of our people across the land. And I know this, it's never, ever been a good bet to bet against America. Never. We just have to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. And there's nothing, nothing we can't do if we do it together. Folks, happy 4th of July, America.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.